current state on 90.5 WKAR. Say the word hack or hacker and the impression you create is likely a negative one. Organizers of Sparta Hack are quick to point out their hacking event is about building and creating websites or apps or anything that's really connected to the digital world. It takes place beginning this Friday evening here at Michigan State University, Wells Hall. Sparta Hack is expected to attract about 300 participants. To learn more, we welcome Richard Enbody, a professor of computer science and a faculty advisor for Sparta Hack. Richard, welcome.
Thank you.
And Caitlin McDonald is a computer science student, organizer, and the processor core of this here Sparta Hack event, from what I'm told. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
I'm a hunt and peck idiot, okay? I get alarmed just thinking about code and software. But you say that for let's say, students who are might be like me, unfortunately, largely uninformed about the digital world or the hacking world, you're open to those students as well.
Yeah, most definitely. So the really cool thing about hackathons, I think, is that it actually can bring together people from a lot of disciplines. So not just computer science students, not just coders, but you'll find that projects that have that work with designers that end up looking like a lot better or more usable at the end do better in like the competition aspect. So like, a lot of time designers come and join us. If you're a student who's focused more on building websites, but maybe not as like a low level comp sci student, you also can build projects and do incredibly well. It's like it's a very open environment for a lot of different people.
But it actually sounds like a pretty good way to maybe jump in over your head and walk away an awful lot more informed about how computers work. I mean, would it be good for that, or should somebody be at a certain level of digital awareness before they dive into this?
So hackathons, another cool thing about them is that they're actually very useful for people of lots of different skill levels. So if you're a complete beginner, it's a really great place to go. There's a really great like mentorship environment. People are there, they're willing to help, they're willing to teach you. And so you can go and you can learn a brand new language, or you could go and you could learn a new platform. And you can also go if you're a complete expert and you want to build this idea you've had for a long time. So anywhere really on that spectrum is welcome.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging. You're a comp sci major yourself, Caitlin.
Yes.
What do you want to do after you graduate?
So I do a lot of work with interfaces with mobile and web, and that's my favorite thing to do. I kind of have a design specialization as well, so I'm kind of a tiny amateur designer. I'm not very good, but I really enjoy working with that kind of stuff, things that people use.
Richard, what's your role in this?
My role is mostly to keep out of her way. there's a very strong group and very active group of students that are putting this together. It's a tremendous amount of work. And I keep out of their way. They get a question or need a little nudge with something. But, you know, there's an unbelievable amount of energy and effort that goes into this.
You're forming teams, though. There's a team dynamic that's going to unfold. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about the organizing team or the teams that compete?
The teams that compete, let's say.
Perfect. So people can form teams of 1 to 4 people. So you can work on your own, but I find it's much more fun and rewarding to work on a team. And so you can show up with a team, or we have a team building sort of a time set aside on site during the first day. And basically, honestly, the team dynamic is really up to the people who are on the team, and basically you just have this like long period of time to work with these people and get as much as you can done on a project. And so some people, when you have a team of 4, sometimes you can go like above and beyond, but I've seen teams of 2 do really, really well as well. So
do the teams that get organized commit to a particular, do they try to establish a goal early in the process and say, this is what we're going to try to get done, or is it less formal than that?
Well, 100%. So at the very beginning, you'll pick a project and you'll say, okay, this is the thing we want to do. These are the technologies we want to use. This is our goal. This is what we want to make and demo at the very end. And then they'll work towards that. And then every once in a while, you'll find that they either like shot too high or they went too low and they like changed their mind, or lots of things can happen in 36 hours. So.
Yeah.
So one thing you might be useful to do, if you describe one that you've done.
Oh, okay.
This is not your first event either, from what I understand. I mean, you're a hackathon veteran,
and she and partners have done very well.
Do you have an idea for the project that you would like to be involved in this weekend?
Actually, so half of being an organizer involves I will not have time to be coding this weekend.
Okay, that was my next. I was wondering whether that was the case.
My project this weekend is Sparta Hack, so that is what I will be working on.
But what kinds of things do you think will be created? What kinds of things? What will come out of this? A certain number of websites, a certain number of apps. What?
Yeah. So it really the number of actual end projects really depends on the number of teams that are formed and how many people end up submitting something at the end. But I've seen some really cool projects in some of the hackathons I've been to. A couple weekends ago, we went to one. I travel with Erin Hoffman. She's another student. We typically go with a lot of other MSU students every once in a while. She and I just go on our own. But we saw a project last weekend that was this really cool. They had a mechanical engineer on their team, and they made this like workout mat that could tell what exercise you were doing, whether it was like push-ups or like side planks, and it would take that information and it would communicate it to an iOS app, and that iOS app would keep track of like the number of reps you'd done and like all this stuff. It was crazy.
How interesting. Caitlin McDonald is one of our guests. She's a computer science student here at Michigan State and one of the lead organizers for this weekend's Sparta Hack. She's joined by Professor Richard Enbody, a professor of computer science, who is doing his best just to stay out of the way of this whole event. But you're expecting hundreds of people. These people are coming from, I mean, the idea is to really attract people from hundreds of miles away.
Yeah, so we it's been a very long and interesting process. Our goal is 300 from the very beginning. And so, well, not the very beginning, but when we first like set this event in stone, we're like 300 students. We want to bring them from all over the Midwest if we can. So we actually just this last week finalized some buses, like the University of Waterloo to Oakland University and the University of Michigan. And we have students coming from universities in Minnesota. We have people coming from UIUC in Illinois.
Where is the University of Waterloo?
That is in Ontario.
Canada?
Yeah,
okay.
Canada.
Okay. So there's kind of a marathon vibe that unfolds here as well. People going without sleep. Without bathing,
yeah.
A lot of bad food, that kind of thing. Is that part of the landscape here?
That's sort of seems like a negative impression of it, because I've been to events where it is just like that. We have a big push for just trying to make sure everyone's like really comfortable. We have sleep rooms, so we have rooms that are dark and that have like 6 to 7 twin mattresses in there, so you can at any time you can take a break. There are people who go 36 hours. When we compete, we typically do not sleep, but we want to make sure that that's available for people who want to. Like, the bathrooms have things like Listerine and like spray deodorant, so you don't have to worry about like hygiene if you do stay for like 36 hours.
Okay.
So,
but the aim is to get students excited about technical innovation. Talk to me about the students that you have, Richard. How excited about innovation are they?
Well, I mean the field of computer science is really about solving problems, and this is a way for people to get together and hang out, learn from each other, and create something. I think a lot of people miss that about what computer science is. I mean, we're really about creating things, and it's being creative. It's solving problems, and this is getting a bunch of people together who understand that and want to learn more about it and practice it.
What are you anticipating, though, Richard? This is your first one of these events.
I'm sort of going into this blind in many respects, so it's probably one of the reasons why it's been best that I've kept out of the way. I fully expect this to be sort of a high energy thing. I mean, if we could, if we could plug wires into it, we could probably power the rest of the university out of Wells Hall this weekend.
I'm sure you could. Is it too late for people to get on board if they're just learning about this?
So we will be accepting MSU applicants through the end of the week. So basically up until the day of the event, you could even probably... I could probably say you could walk up and register on site. We have to get out of the way of the line, because most people should be pre-registered at this point. But yeah, MSU students are we accepting for a while.
It all happens at Wells Hall. It's Sparta Hack. It starts Friday evening.
Yes, so registration begins at 5 p.m. and actual competition begins around 8:30 p.m.
And it runs into Sunday.
Yep,
correct?
8:30 a.m.
And we want to thank Caitlin McDonald, computer science student and organizer of Sparta Hack, and Professor Richard Enbody of the MSU Department of Computer Science and a faculty advisor for Sparta Hack. Hope you have a lot of fun this weekend, and I hope it's really productive.
Thank you.
Have fun.